Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 346. 346, if you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will show you how to receive that at the end of the program. Please specify whether you want an audio tape or a CD. It's absolutely free, including the postage and handling. We have a really big show today regarding the Lord, and I pray that God will open the windows of heaven and pour out His Spirit upon you and myself in order to introduce these things into your soul, that your soul might have eternal peace and joy and rest right here on this earth, even before you go into the kingdom of heaven. We have to enter the kingdom of heaven while we're here. And so I'll explain all these things to you down through the days or the weeks or months or however long the Lord allows me to continue telling these things to you. Father, let's go up to the throne and ask the Lord to take charge of this service. Father, I pray that you will, by your Spirit, take charge of this service. You now operate in, you've never done anything so far as salvation is concerned, but to operate in human flesh. It's your joy. It pleases you that the world would be saved by you in human flesh pouring out your Spirit in people and through them unto others, to appropriate the Bride of Christ, the New Jerusalem, the Church. Lord, I pray that you pour out your Spirit, that you take hold of everyone in this service today, and that you open every heart out in radio land to receive the good word, and then it reaches deep down into their souls, and that they put nothing else, nothing in this world before you, that their souls may endure to the end, that their souls may be saved and enter the kingdom of heaven. Lord, that souls will be saved today, and that the church will in a mighty way be strengthened. I pray it in Jesus' name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right. Now, I love to tell about the Lord. And here's Gary Paxton to sing, "I Love to Tell the Story." Story about Jesus, amen?
Amen.
And the Word of God.
I love to tell the story. Will be my theme in glory, to tell the old story of Jesus and His love. I love to tell that story of unseen things above, of Jesus and His glory, of Jesus and His love. It satisfies my longings as nothing else can do. I love to tell
Praise the Lord, that was Gary S. Paxton. Gary and I knew each other before we were saved, and it's just amazing that we knew each other that far back. I've been saved over 42 years now, and I don't, and Gary didn't get saved, he hasn't been saved that long, but I certainly do enjoy his singing and his music, the music. Also that he writes, he's written a lot of real good songs that some of our people have sang, and I myself have. So we have the communication. The body of Christ has communication with the process triune God, because we ourselves are processed into the kingdom of God. And as I was mentioning before, there's several stages in salvation. There's so many people that are preaching that, oh, you just have to say the prayer and then Jesus does everything. You know that when people are saying that, that they're either young people that are in the Lord, or else they're devils, because the Bible states that we're going to be judged for the works that we do. And I mentioned that the first thing that you have to do is come to the Lord Jesus Christ. You have to come to Him, because sometimes He comes to people, like He did the Apostle Paul, and like He did myself, and like He did my late wife Susie. He actually came to me. There's no possible way that I would have believed the gospel by just the teaching of human beings, because I didn't see what I considered anybody to be holy and pure and members of God's or Christ's body. So then after you come to the Lord, then you have to ask for Him to wash away all your sins with His precious blood that He shed on the cross at Calvary. And then He does, and that is not the full salvation. That's just the putting away of your old sins and the former sins that you've committed, so that you, and then you ask for the power of God, Christ, to enter you. And Christ is not only Christ, but He's God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He's the life-giving Spirit that gives you life and power, and the life is the power. And then you have to put then the next stage is that you have to put the old life away, and those are all the indecent things that you did before you were saved, and the indecent things that you see other people doing, because the Lord says take heed how you hear, because when you're watching pornography, these things are entering into your soul, into your spirit, and when you're watching people committing adultery and fornication, and pretty soon you think that everyone in the world is doing it, and so why can't I? So if you, so the next step in salvation is you have to put that old indecent thing or things away, such as being a whoremonger or an alcoholic or a drug addict or somebody that just hangs around the gambling halls and gambles, or just a worthless type of life of alcohol, drinking alcohol and spending money on prostitutes or on some woman that you want to buy, spend some money if you have it to impress them or to put on some act of machoism where you just want the woman for a while or you want the man for a while, so you put on some kind of air that probably you've seen in the movies or on television. Instead of keeping your mind on the Lord, you want practice smiling in the mirror so that you flirt with yourself in the mirror for a while until you figure that's a good smile, and when from now on I'll just put on this phony smile. Even women are doing those same things. They are not only men buying prostitutes, but women are buying male prostitutes these days. It's like this same thing as buying somebody that you want to have for a while. Relationships with all these things are sin. They're not proper. They are indecent. So the very nature of these things is also not godly. God doesn't tolerate them. The Lord will not tolerate them. And they are definitely indecent. On top of this, if you're smoking pot, or, you know, the Lord told me that I'm not supposed to smoke, and he's told that to almost everybody in this church, and so there's not anybody in this church that does smoke, because the body that we have is the body that the Holy Spirit lives in, and we're to treat our body as a temple of God. Some of these things that we have to put away in the old life is reading obscene novels or looking at pornography. Absolutely is unrighteousness, ungodliness. They are definitely immoral, indecent, and improper. All of these improper or indecent matters are also things that we must put an end to in our life. If you were a homosexual, you say, or a lesbian, you've got to put that away. And the Lord, when his Spirit enters into you, gives you the power to do that. But a lot of people that are told that all you have to do is just get your old life, sins washed away in the blood of Jesus, and then just go your way, that there's nothing else after that, after the Spirit enters into you. Well, they're wrong. Very wrong. So you have to put that old life away. Now, number three, evil and unclean matters. Evil and unclean matters are things of our past that were related to idolatry. Like when you put anybody or anything before the Lord, mother, father, sister, brother, son, daughter, grandchildren, they're like idols. And there's other things such as graven or portrait idols, candlesticks, and censers used in idol worship. You see them like loaded up in the Catholic cult. Ornaments, furniture, and clothing with the image of different things on it, different images on it. Indecent type clothing that women wear today, and men as well. Writings of worldly, religious, unclean religious things related to curious arts, such as books, on horoscopes, charms, and all different things like that. Also, evil and unclean things such as worshiping idols, worshiping ancestors, divining, fortune telling, and all those sort of things, necromancers, all these are hated by God. And you are still in the old life if you're still practicing these things. All these things have to be put away. And another thing, God hates even more than the things in the first three categories that I've told you about. And they are intolerable to God's life within us. He will not live in us if you're doing those things. So you really have to do something after you're born again of the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
You have to put all these things away. So the Lord, which is really intolerable to his life also, is that we do these things while his holy and pure and perfect and clean Spirit are in us. Therefore, even more so, these things must be put to an end. In other words, die out in our lives. Absolutely. 100% and to the point where it's thorough. We have to be very thorough about that. Then we the fourth is for old ways of living. Old ways of living refer to our entire way of life. The old manner of living before we are saved. After we are saved, we must not only put an end to all unrighteousness, the improper and evil and unclean matters, but we must also put an end to our entire former manner of living and have a new beginning. When I speak of putting an end to the past or the cleansing away of the past so that the Lord can live out his life in and through us, the Bible emphasizes the ending of unrighteousness. Improper, evil, and unclean matters. But we are not likely to pay much attention to the ending of the old way of living. This is insufficient, as a matter of fact. When a man is regenerated, his old way of living ceases at once, since regeneration enables man to obtain a new life. Regeneration is when we were dead inside, but then all of a sudden we become alive by the Spirit of God that enters us. It naturally brings to human beings a new way of living. Now, as I mentioned in one of the services not too long ago, that when I was saved, even when I knew that the Lord was there, but I wasn't saved, I immediately stopped doing promotion because mainly because I was afraid to be embarrassed before people again, because the Lord made me say things about Jesus and God. God is Jesus. Before I ever was saved. Then I went looking for the Lord. I didn't have time for the old business that I did before. I just went out and started looking for the ways and the means of how to please God. I'm eating at these restaurants. Some people, the cooks in there, have got some bad germs. I really prefer eating at home, but when you're on the road, you have to eat at restaurants, and you pick up germs there like crazy. And so you'll just have to suffer that with me today because I got this slight cough. So we have this new way of living. The old way of living ends with the old life. And the new way of living begins with the new life. The life of God living in you. Okay, you have to, there's God in you now. You have another life. Amen?
Amen.
You had no life before, but now you've got God's life in you, right?
Amen.
So this begins with a new life. Therefore, man must change. And see, these people are saying, ah, man, you don't have to do anything. God does it all. He forgives all your sins. And that's it. You're a liar, anyone that says that. Amen?
Amen.
You're going to be judged by the deeds that you do. If you let God operate in you, if you let the Lord live in you and through you, and you're going to be charged at the judgment bar of God. For if you've won souls or not, or if you've helped win souls, or if you've provided, if you can't get out of your house, if you're sick, and you've got some wherewithal to help the church by tithing and giving offerings, then you better do it. But because there's a change. Right? Once you used to pinch the penny, and now you sow it out there because you know the Lord's going to give it back to you 100-fold. So there's a change that changes and makes a new human living for you. But with God, this time, the change is that God is living in you and through you. And therefore, he will not do any of those things that I've just mentioned. Therefore, what really wrecks the old manner of living is the salvation of the Lord. Regeneration, being born again of the Spirit. Whoever receives the Lord's salvation, his intensified spirit has his old human living destroyed, wrecked. It's just your old life comes to an end. It's destroyed. You know, no more long for the things of the world. Why would you want to do something like that and wreck God's life living in you? Then what would you have? Absolutely nothing. Amen?
Amen.
So we have to terminate the old life. It has to be terminated, put to an end, dead, wiped out. And this new way of human living begins and becomes built up as the person needs the Word of God. So we have to regard the new way of living. So there is something that we have to do. Amen?
Amen?
And the putting away of the old man is regeneration and should change a person's present occupation. Or the way they live. Now, I was a promoter, and I immediately stopped doing that for the worldly things. Building idols. I did the promotion for Sonny and Cher. I was the one that started the advertising of records, or phonograph records, or now it's CDs over the radio. All of the time before, it was just everything was sold. Recordings were sold at through distributors and through record stores. So this was the new way of selling recordings on 50,000 watt stations and television stations. And I did that, and I did the promotion for many other artists, which I just gave up. I don't do that anymore because I wanted to devote all my life to promoting the Lord and letting him promote me, all right, if he wanted to, whatever he wants in me. So this is a new occupation, or the new way that I wanted to live. You stop going to school. You close your business. ignore caring for an ungodly family that doesn't want to serve the Lord. Ignore them, because the Lord now is your father. Amen?
Amen.
And the church. And so you ignore them and go out learning the Word of God, and then if the Lord needs you to preach or distribute literature or whatever, the ending of the old human living means that after a person is regenerated, he may continue in his original profession, provided that it is proper. All right? If it's a proper profession, you could, okay? But the taste that is in him has changed. You've got different taste buds. What it is that his entire mood, actually, the way he thinks, is changed. And his feelings are changed as well. No matter what a person does before that he is regenerated, his taste or the way he feels, his mood, are all toward the world. Designed to accomplish something in the new world, and the more he works, the more he relishes his work. With the deeper way of life that he's entering into, which is the life with the Lord. But after salvation, after regeneration, after God's life enters into a man, a person, when God's life enters that person, that taste within him becomes a tasteless for the world. That mood is completely changed. The reason, the feeling is completely changed, and his way that he feels about everything is totally changed. He becomes a new creature in Christ Jesus. He even has a different taste for eating, a different way of dressing himself, and other daily necessities. So in this sense, his old way of living is put to an end. It's ended. It's terminated. And his old life comes to a complete conclusion. So the putting to an end, or the death, of Zacharias' life, his past, is the putting an end to everything, including the ending of his old way of living. Formerly, he had extorted money from others and was therefore unrighteous. So he put an end to his unrighteousness by restoring fourfold what he stole from people. And if the IRS people were going to, or the supposed to be law, which is Satan's law of this world, if they were saved, they would restore everything that they had four times that they stole from you. Wouldn't that be nice? Wouldn't that be something if the Internal Revenue Service, who has stolen millions of dollars from others in my church, would come and give it back four times? Man, we'd really be able to have win a lot of souls then, wouldn't we?
Amen.
You would know that the IRS had come to an end of their old unrighteous lives, their old unrighteous ways. But they haven't done that yet, so they're still not saved. They're not regenerated. Moreover, Zacchaeus also gave half of his goods to the poor. That was the end of his old way of living. He didn't care anything about the poor. He robbed the poor. Had he not given to the poor, would that be unrighteousness? Would that be improper? Would that be evil and unclean? Yes, indeed. Or you could say, no, indeed not. Has unwillingness to give his old way of living and the way that he lived before his life, he put an extreme value upon money. Covetousness was his philosophy of life, and having money was his old way of living. The love of money is the root of all evil. Not money, but the love of money is the root of all evil. So love of money is evil. But what Zacchaeus was, when he was saved and God's life entered into him, his concept concerning money was completely changed and immediately changed. He esteemed it as of little value. He was willing to give now. This shows that his old life, his life was changed. He became a new creature. His old way of being covetous in his living was ended. This doesn't mean, of course, that after the he ended his old way of living, that he could not possess or spend any more money. It is possible, after he got saved, that he still had a lot of money, and he spent it. But his taste or his desire in spending money was a lot different. His old life was changed or ended. His old way of living came to an abrupt end. Before I was saved, when I started knowing that, when I knew the Lord was there, I didn't want to promote people any longer, because I saw that when I did, they became big-headed, and they started desiring to live a celebrity-type life that is not real. So if you're going to be part of the church, you have to say something about the church, which is Christ's body. And we read Matthew 16. The Lord first spoke about himself when he was talking to the disciples, by saying that his disciples, who do they say that I am? And Peter said, you are Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, Jesus said that his life didn't change because he wasn't yet saved, because the Holy Spirit was not yet. So they went right back to living their old life before they began fishermen again. Instead of going out and preaching the gospel and casting devils out. That's what they were doing. But when they received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, they went full-time into the ministry. Amen?
Amen.
So in my own experience, it means it's hard for me to find words to express the different changes that happened in my life, in my taste, or in the way that I felt, or the kind of atmosphere or the mood that I had. But they were definitely a result of my being regenerated. And on top of this, the things that I would never have done is go down on the street and distribute Christian literature and talk to people about their souls. That was the farthest thing from that I ever thought would happen with me. And it was kind of a nightmare that I would be similar to the Salvation Army. I've never so far rang a little bell and told people to drop money in the pot. But I was definitely changed. I was on the street just like they are at Christmas time, but the difference was that I was on the street all the time. And I didn't want to run a junk shop like they do. This isn't the way the Salvation Army started, and I pray that they begin getting out on the street and telling people about Jesus. I understand that the ways of the Lord, and they should remember the way that their church was established. The more thoroughly a person is regenerated, the more drastic the change will be for people who have more future in their enterprise. And those who were in high office or somebody that was well known. I had a big future. Everybody in show business thought I was the number one person to promote people. I had some of the top groups in the world come after me to do the promotion, like the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and the Buffalo Springfield and the Doors, and you name the groups, everybody wanted me to do their, to manage them and to handle their careers. So for being smart and successful as I was in the things that I did, or my enterprises, or the more accomplishments that people have had in life or in society, are the old way. The person's change will be more evident to the people in the world. So what it was is like, it was really evident to people that I was saved, because they never, everybody, they went, some of them told my brother that your brother Tony is out on the streets distributing literature to people and talking about Jesus and getting on his knees with them and praying them through. And my brother said, that's not my brother. Uh-uh. That's not Tony. That's how radical the change was that was in me. And that's how radical the change will be with you as well once you're saved. And if you're believing this false doctrine that you don't have to do anything, that Jesus does it all, you've allowed Antichrist doctrine to enter your heart, your soul, and your mind and your spirit, and you are now unfruitful. And so you need to put the old life away if you want to be saved and start living as a new creature, a creature that follows the Lord's spirit wherever he wants you to go. Amen?
Amen.
So if you're somebody that's big in the world, your change will be more evident to people in the world and in the place that you are. There's a small town in Arkansas. It's called Texarkana, and Buster comes from there. And he was pretty, he used to go out and party with all the big wigs in town. And his change is very evident there, because he owned stores and he owned other things there that he was in partners with different judges and attorneys and people like that. And now all he does is preach the gospel to them. He still sells things that are decent, but he still has the enterprise, because it's a decent type of business. A man named Sam Sexton, who used to be one of the counselors of Bill Clinton, was saved in my church. And he was also partners with Spiro Agnew, who was way up the ladder in the White House. I can remember the way that I was before I wanted to be the brightest, the most successful person in the world, and to be able to have everything that I wanted. And after I was saved, I could still sense all these changes that had taken place in my life. Although the experience of regeneration to me is very clear. But to those who have never really thoroughly changed. If they are regenerated, it will be clear. But if they've been regenerated and they don't want to do that, it isn't clear. Regeneration isn't clear to them. Because you can be caught up. You can fall away from the Lord if there's a strong influence, satanic influence around you. Once a person has received the changes that the Lord makes in a person, if they're willing to allow the Lord to make them, during regeneration, the old way of living comes to an end. So this ending of the old way of living is a preliminary experience of a Christian. It has a deep effect upon his future walk with the Lord. When our old way of living comes to an end, our ambition and our interest in the world are immediately changed. Now, we have some testimonials here. Where's the first one from?
From Monrovia, Liberia.
Let's hear it.
Dear Pastor Lomo, I have the honor to extend my greetings to you and your family in the name of the Omnipotent Father, God Almighty. I take this opportunity to register my thanks and appreciation to you for positively responding to my request and subsequently sending me newsletters of the Tony Lomo Christian Ministries, as well as the Messiah Book and a Bible. These Christian items were joyfully received and used to change the lives of people in my country, Liberia. The newsletters are very much educative, so people always want to read them. People have also intimated to me that the Messiah Book teaches them how to understand the Holy Bible, and some are eager to read the Old and New Testament Bibles. In consequence of the above, I would like for you to send me other newsletters, more Messiah Books, and Bibles. I also request your indulgence to send Tony Lomo Christian Ministries t-shirts and sweatshirts, sizes small through extra large, for my distributors and family. May God Almighty richly bless you. Sincerely yours, Henry from Monrovia, Liberia.
Okay, and do you have another one?
Yes, from San Diego, California. Tony Lomo, your literature is very inspiring, and the words are definitely from the Holy Spirit, such that oftentimes I want to keep some for myself. Please send me more in Spanish and English. Oh, I would like to know about any of your teaching tapes also. God bless you and your staff. Thank you, Steve from San Diego, California.
Praise the Lord. Now, you know, it's just amazing how your life is immediately changed. You really know you're saved. And the world tries to make it look as though you're brainwashed. And I had all kinds of people come at me and say, Tony, you've lost your mind. When I went, after that experience happened to me in the office, I went over to my office, and there was a round table of people there that were my staff. And my secretary came running out to me and says, they're talking about committing you to a mental institution. And I says, what? These underlings, I was very, you know, talked very powerful about people being under me and not as smart as I am and not as powerful as I am. And I said, that would be the day that these nothings would be able to do that to me. And she says, come on, let's go drive. So we got in my car and I said, look, this supernatural experience that happened to me is so powerful. And she started telling me about some of the things that she had seen, the visions that she had seen as well. And we went on this drive, and then she was telling me all the things that they were saying in the office. And so this is why, after I met Sue, that she told me, yeah, a lot of people think you went off the deep end. And so it's just amazing. The world is so dead that they don't understand spiritual matters. And so she said, that's why I want you to do, and the Lord wants you to do, the promotion for this opera singer, Jim Hahn. So we changed his name to Rovan. He was working at a lumber yard. And I did the promotion for him, and I kept sending the promotion to Major Riddle and all the different casinos in Las Vegas, because the Lord let me do it. And it was, he was brought to me in Las Vegas. when Sue and I were there being married. And Sue said, you can't sell your Beatles album. And so I never did. And she said, that's to prove to people that you're not in the ministry for money. And I said, well, you know, the pit boss over at one of the casinos here wants to use it as a slot prize. If you win a jackpot, they'll give you a Beatles album that's never been released before. And I got that album by doing the promotion for Pete Best of the Beatles and his new group, which we called Best of the Beatles. And so, but my life had changed. I just wanted to witness and testify. And I went into this casino there, and Roban became the biggest star in Vegas within 90 days. I had him as the star of the Dunes Hotel in the Casino de Paris in that show. 100 people imported from Paris, France, and you can see Roban's website. He has, he was on the Ed Sullivan Show, he played at the Ambassador Hotel at the Coconut Grove, and also at the London Palladium, and he started drinking. That's why I don't want to, I never wanted to do another promo. But it kind of was sweeping me in. I was so young, I didn't realize that I could be swept back into the world. And the Holy Spirit spoke 3 times to me through tongues and interpretations over at the Angelus Temple, which is the 4-square church. We were there in the 500 room where Gladys Church was preaching the gospel. And the Lord said, stop what you're doing and get back in, that you were only allowed to do that to show the people of the world that you're not crazy. How could a crazy person in the rock and roll era of time, when the Beatles and the Rolling Stones were happening, put somebody that was an opera star on top? And at the Dunes Hotel, at the Casino de Paris, in just 90 days, that's just impossible. But I did that. And so when the Lord spoke to me 3 times, that was it. So our estimation and point of view toward all these different matters of the worldly way of living also change our purpose in life. It's a whole new different life than before. So therefore we can escape from all the anxieties and leave all our burdens behind and run the race in the way of the Lord. Since this is the ending of the old way of life, it is so important that we must pay attention in this matter of the end of the past life, whether in self-examination or in leading others to see that the old way of living is ended, and that there is this kind of a change in our taste, in our feelings, in the mood that we have. If these changes are not big enough, we must look for a deeper work of the Holy Spirit to make them stronger and heavier. It was really heavy with me because I had a lot of promotions for major people in the world, such as the entire Democratic Party came after me with Mayor Yorty the Kennedys and this newscaster who is out at sea. He's what's his name again? Can't remember. It's been 42 years ago. Walter Winchell. And Ted Chirac, who's still living, and he still lives here in Southern California. So we have to, there's a major change for the people of the world to see. And I owned a lot of masters that were worth a lot of money. The Beatles masters, the album is worth a lot of money. So it's very easy for me to recall my experience of ending my old way of life, and I've never even had to tell me to do that. I just knew to do that. I mean, I was full of zeal to know that God was up there, and I really wanted to tell everybody about that. Amen?
Amen.
And I couldn't do that in the record industry. You're still doing the same things that I did before. It was also a very evident change when I was in my 20s. I was exceedingly heavy in the record industry, in the entertainment industry, in the promotional industry, and in the sales industry. And people knew that from many different walks of life. And in the health studio business. On top of that, I was pursuing more and more knowledge of this world. I was filled with ambition and great self-purpose. But the thing happened to me in the office. Then after that, I still wasn't saved. But I believe there was a God for sure. And Jesus was his son. I really had no knowledge of the Bible at all whatsoever. I began in reading the Bible, and I saw that it was true. Then I had a supernatural experience of seeing heaven and hell, these visions. And I didn't want to go to hell or the lake of fire, and I wanted to go to heaven. Therefore, there was a great change in my life, in me. I immediately put an end to my former way of living. Money didn't mean anything to me anymore. I threw that Beatles album in the trash. I threw my promotional books, the scrapbooks that I had, in the trash. Susie made me take them out. She said, people won't believe you if you don't save those things. And I show them to people and play them to people to this very day. Fame and fortune, none of these things had any meaning to me any longer. As a matter of fact, I never wanted to be known. I always wanted to promote somebody else. And that's the same way to this very day. But the Lord, that's the kind of people that the Lord pushes up to the front. Trying to impress people that came to an end. When a person has that drastic of an end to their life, the more thorough will be the ending of the old man, the devil that's living in you, the old way of living. It's not necessary to wait till after a person is saved before he can be led to consider these changes in the old way of living. I just wanted to tell everybody about the Lord. When you're preaching and teaching the gospel, it is very necessary to end this point to enable others to see that regeneration means a change in their human way of living. Okay, I see that my time is up. And I pray that this has meant something to you, because you definitely have to go through these changes if you want to go to heaven. You can't be a whoremonger anymore. You can't be an extortioner. You can't rip people off or anything like that. So when the power of the Lord enters into your body, then you have the power to be able to do these things, God's strength. So that can happen right now if you'll ask the Lord to enter your body. The end of your spirit. So do that right now. Become regenerated. Let's get your old sins washed away. And then the next step is let the spirit enter you, and then start putting an end to that old life. Say to the Lord, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. And I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your holy word says so. Your word is you. You are the word, Jesus. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just raise your hands and praise and thank the Lord, and get yourself baptized in water, fully submerged, and get filled with the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, that is, and then make sure you tune in tomorrow. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo. Tune in tomorrow for another exciting and powerful message from the Lord. And here's Sharon to tell you four ways that you receive a copy of this program, which is 346. It's free, including postage and handling.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370 or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
All right. Praise the Lord. Again, this is Pastor World Pastor Tony Alamo. Tune in tomorrow, and this is H.B. Barnum's Life Choir singing the Life Choir prayer song.